The future is no longer in your imagination.
Fostering an open forum.
Never heard anything like it before.
Urban 75 Radio.
This is Offline, recorded live at the Dog Star in Brixton. Still to come, we've got more urbanites talking bollocks, more comedy and poetry from the back room, and amazing vocal beats from rapper JC001. First, it's back to Vic's Cabaret Corner for Sheena Salmon.
The next act is a really top act, and she's a really good mate of mine, or she was until she saw what I'd written about her in the flyer. So hopefully none of you read it, because if you have, she'll fucking kill me. I had to come up with it about 3 seconds' notice. She's a top act, despite the really crap tagline I gave her. So please welcome the absolutely fantastic Sheena Salmon.
You've nearly made up for it, Vic, by the intro. It was pretty good. Yeah, if you haven't seen it, he wrote, what was it, Sheena Salmon? Straight out of Mortlake. I was cheers, mate. You know, I'm coming to like a really trendy area, and you've got to like mention the fact that I live in Mortlake. You know, I live between a graveyard and a cemetery. You know, it's that interesting. Right, was anyone here on the May Day 2001 march? Did anyone go on that? Yeah. How long were you in Oxford Circus for? Hours. 9 hours I was in there for. You know, it wasn't our finest moment, was it? It really wasn't. I came trotting out my house, you know, with my May Day Monopoly boards, and I thought, yes, right, off to play May Day Monopoly, and walked straight into that pig pen like a little sheep. 9 fucking hours I was in there. I was in there so long, no sound system, nothing. I was in there so long, right, even the socialist workers had shut up. You know, nothing shuts those cunts up, my God. You know, so 9 hours in there, and then we had a little photo opportunity with the old Bill, and went toddling down Tottenham Court Road, and there was loads of activists standing around outside McDonald's, and the police are on their little walkie-talkie things, and they're going, tense situation developing outside McDonald's, tense situation developing outside McDonald's. And it was tense. It was really tense, because we were fucking starving, all of us, you know. And I walked down there and I saw them, and my heart sank. Oh no, you know, for fuck's sake. And we're all kind of hanging around looking at each other going, I'm not thinking about it. No, I'm not thinking about it at all. No, I'm not eyeing up that fillet of fish at all, you know, because we are anti-capitalists and we do not eat McDonald's in front of each other. So this is a little poem for all those people. It's called Ethical Consumer. Okay. My fair trade coffee's running out. My organic honey's run dry. I'm sick and tired of wheat-free bread. It tastes of utter shite. Now, I don't buy Bacardi because they support US blockades against Cuba because of Castro, so I just drink Cherryade. And I don't buy Israeli produce. I think it should be banned, this food that's grown on stolen Palestinian land. And I don't drink Coca-Cola because it's far worse than it seems. It makes you fat, it rots your teeth and funds corrupt regimes. But it's a nightmare in Sainsbury's. Shopping takes all day. While other women count the calories, I'm checking where it's made. My choices are quite limited. I never get a bargain. I miss the buy one, get one freeze and always end up starving. But I'm an ethical consumer and I'm really on a mission. But I never get 3 meals a day and I'm getting malnutrition. I'm an ethical consumer and I walk the moral high ground, but I'm feeling rather weak and faint and need to have a lie down. So if you're after fast weight loss, then comrades, hear my call. Be a real ethical consumer and eat nothing at all. And this next one is just a short one, and this is my life story, really, and this is called Address to the Hippie. I wish I was a hippie, long-haired, loved up and trippy, positively monged on skunk and purple oms. I wish I was a hippie, but I'm just a raging anarchist, a spitting, snarling activist, a screaming anti-capitalist. I stay up late talking shit, drink cider till I'm off my tits, but really inside I'm in bits and I wish I was a hippie. The problem is with me, you see, that basically I'm angry. How can I speak of love and peace and sleep on lentil soup stained sheets and go on meditation retreats when it just isn't in me? Because politics is how I get my kicks. I was born to fight the system. I fight for the rights of the underclass and freedom for Palestinians. But it's hard work being angry. It's physically exhausting. Desecrating cenotaphs and late night topical talking. Battles in Seattle, writing articles for snooze. Wombling with the wombles in steel toe-capped shoes. Liberating buildings. My passion burns within me. But I'm getting a bit old for this and I wish I was a hippie. I disappeared right up my arse 1 year on a May Day march. I was throwing McDonald's burgers and fighting with socialist workers when suddenly a thought occurred to me that maybe I should leave this be. Instead of cutting barbed wire, put my feet up and retire. Oh, the things that I would do if it weren't for politics and special brew. I'd read books by Deepak Chopra, get spiritual with Oprah, skin up, get stoned on soap bar. Yes, I think I'll be a hippie.
My own name.
No, your board name.
Loki.
Why did you come to Urban 75? How did you find it?
I surfed on the net looking for raves, initially. And then I discovered the community. And this was a long, long time ago, 1999. And there are lots of fascinating people there. And, with, you know, just intelligent conversations. And... Oh no, he's run away. And I was hooked. I was hooked just by the level of conversation and discussion going on.
Wait, can I tell you the truth now?
So 99. So you must be one of the oldest members.
I'm one of the oldest members. I mean, JWH, Sam Fallocrat, Vencedor, editor, obviously, a few others. They're a bit older than me. And D, I must mention. But yeah, I'm pretty much one of the oldest, the old timers.
So. Don't you ever sort of wake up in the mornings and think, why am I still on these boards?
No, not really, because there's always... Okay, I mean, they've changed over the years, they've gotten a lot bigger, but that's been a force for the good, because there are silly, you know, people on there now, but that can be fun as well. And there's still serious people, there's trolls, there's idiots, and irritating people, but still, it's a really vibrant community, and it's grown, as you see here. You know, here we are in this fantastic event, and there are so many parties I've been to, you know, urban arts parties, thanks to the like of PK, Dub Version, and the editor now himself, that, you know, it's just really grown into a quite close-knit community of people who just, you know, really want to enjoy themselves. And
that's the reason I'm here, actually.
And that's the reason she's here. See,
you took me here.
Is there a message you'd like to give to all the urbanites out there listening?
I love you all. I love you all. Even Ernesta Lynch.
Hi, I'm Tree Frog, the Glaswegian turned Brixtonian. Found the wonders of Urban 75 purely by chance when someone sent me a link for Downing Street Fighter. And haven't really left.
So why have you stayed?
It's got a sense of community like nothing I've ever seen anywhere else. It's one of the reasons why I stayed in London. It gave me a really, really good social scene. It's given me a fantastic boyfriend. Plug,
really?
Plug. Yeah. And, you know, I wouldn't be living in Brixton, and I wouldn't be in London at all if it wasn't for Urban.
So you'd recommend it to your friends?
I have done.
So expect lots of Glaswegians to invade the boards anytime soon?
We're making our best attempts to invade.
Okay. And... Hobnobs or custard cream?
Hobnobs, definitely.
Kittens or puppies? Or some other form of animal?
Rats.
Rats.
Or frogs, obviously.
Thank you.
Here's Vic Lambrusco.
This is called Dumb and Blander. Here we go. From unrepentant scruff to smart casual, from soul with a capital S to flavour with an A at the end, from Penguin Classics to heat and okay, dumb me down and bland me out, from challenging content to empty style, from pubs with atmosphere to character-free DJ bars, apart from the dog star, from free love to safe sex, dumb me down and bland me out, from meat and two veg to a food scare every day of the week, from ground breaking dramas to reality TV, from the Sex Pistols swearing to Justin Timberlake grovelling, cunt, dumb me down and bland me out, from responsibility for your actions to suing the council when you stub your toe, from robust barracking at football to no smoking all-seater stadia, from integrity to corporate sponsorship, dumb me down and bland me out, from students on grants wrapping motorbikes in toilet roll to students on loan tidy in a kitchen, from rock and roll excess to bling bling on credit cards, from keeping it real to selling it cheap, dumb me down and bland me out, cause it's plain as day and dull as beige now, peace of mind is all the rage, where fun and risk, revolt and youth have gone the way of ethics and truth, from the B to the L to the AND, that's where the world's taken you and me, so say it once more, go on really shout, dumb me down and bland me out. Why do you love it? That's right. Now this is a personal one. This is I've only ever performed this once before. Actually, who used to listen to me on BBC London when I was on air every week? Because I'm that fucking famous. Well, you might have heard it, but I suspect one or two people in the room haven't. Now this is used to be called GLR before I took it over. Now this is written about 2 years ago when Joe Strummer died. If you like The Clash, you'll get this. If you don't, you probably wonder what the fuck it's all about. This is called Hey Joe. From a white man in the Hammersmith Palais who's as bored as you with the USA, there's one thing that I'd like to say. Joe Strummer, rest in peace. Now Ivan won't meet no G.I. Joe. Should I stay or should I go? Remote control, I don't think so. Joe Strummer, rest in peace. You fought the law and the law won. Worked against a clampdown with a Brixton gun. So here's to you, the magnificent one. Joe Strummer, rest in peace. From the denizens of Garage Land to the police and thieves who understand London's calling, lend a hand to wish Joe R.I.P. Riots and career opportunities from the Westway to ubiquity. Clash City Rocker, always stay free. Joe Strummer, rest in peace. Thank you. Right, now this next one. There was a protest the other day about whether or not they should extend the congestion charge. Now I think they should fucking extend it throughout the entire fucking world, especially to the USA, which causes 35% of the world's pollution. They think they can get in their big fat asses and their big fat fucking cars and drive where they big fat fucking well like. Well, I'm not a big fan of it, unlimited car use, and this is called Autopia. And this is on the Wise Up and Pay website. Autopia. To the car-born cretins driving me nuts, whose fumes make everybody sick to their guts. To the little men with big horsepower, edging along at 4 miles an hour. To the dumb boy racers giving it large, I hope you enjoy the congestion charge. To the auto junkies of brain bereft who overtake bikes as they indicate left. To the morons growling in white vans. To Jeremy Clarkson and both his fans. To the arrogant destroyers of Earth. Go on then, get your £5 worth. To those who demand the right to drive above the planet's right to stay alive. And who can't read words like bus and lane. This levy just might seem a pain. It's as much as smoking 20 fags a day. Except you only kill yourself that way. To the gridlocked and the petrol head who want to keep revving till everything's dead. To the four-wheel cretin who'll be ecstatic when even more babies are born asthmatic. To the selfish, inconsiderate polluters at large. Go on, enjoy that congestion charge. Thank you. Right. I'll tell you what. Now, I want to do an old one. This one is called... I'm going to do that one. Now this one, there's probably one or two, I haven't checked it, there's probably one or two references that are a bit out of date, but I like this one. This is called Aspiration, right? I think, is it still okay to slag off Phil Collins? Of course it is. He said he'd leave Britain in 1997 if Labour got in. Why hasn't he fucked off yet? Actually he has. Actually, he lives in Switzerland, but anyway, he's still fucking hating. Right, anyway. This is called Aspiration. This is a true story. I want to have style, I want to have grace, I want to walk across Phil Collins's face. Now, this dates it. I want to be in Brookie, want to be in Corrie, want to moon at the Queen and not even say sorry. I want to be free, I don't want to be tied, I want to wear my underpants on the outside. I want to make women go weak and trembly, I want to score the winning goal at Wembley, when it's rebuilt. I want to rob banks and have big booty, I want to take hard drugs and shirk my duty. I want to be bad, I want to be smelly, I want to say fuck on children's telly. I want to be ghostly and float like a spectre. I want to have lunch with Hannibal Lecter. I want to do dire deeds and defy detection and give Natalie Imbruglia a beef injection. I want to read the news. I want to sing the blues. I want to wear new shoes. I want to break taboos. I want to represent views which morally just stink. But most of all, more than any of these, what I really want is another drink. Cheers. And I've got to change, I've actually got to change that, because this mate of mine is a photographer and he's working for this magazine, which me and one of the ex who's on tonight is working for. I was hanging out with him, and we bought the Evening Standard because Natalie Imbruglia was on the front page, and he said, I shagged her. And I thought he was joking, but he wasn't. It's not just the truth. It's not just. No. Apparently, when she first came to London, he was really big into Charlie, and he was a photographer, and you know, boom, boom, boom. Anyway, more of which later. Anyway, oh no, she was in the Aussie soap. How could she possibly? Oh, yeah. Actually, just on another about Aussie soap stars who become pop stars. Now, not a lot of people know this, as Michael Caine would say. But when the Sex Pistols said "fuck" on television in 1976. What happens the next day? Bill Grundy, who provoked him into saying it, got the sack. Went to Australia, set up the Grundy Corporation, and which gave the world Neighbours. So if it wasn't for Johnny Rotten, there'd be no Kylie Minogue, there'd be no Natalie and Billy. Bastard, yeah. Anyway, this is my last one before I bring on the first act. Now, somebody shouted out bollocks. Now, if you don't know me, that is not a heckle. That is a request, right? If anyone shouts out shit, fuck you, bollocks, or dismal, those are all requests because. And I'm actually working on a piece called Eat Your Own Testicles and Die a Sad Death, You Piece of Shit, to cut down on heckling even more. But anyway, this one is called Bollocks. And every time I go like that, I'd like you all to shout as loud as you can, Bollocks. Let's try it. No. When I go like that.
Bollocks!
I think that'll do. Turn on the TV every night, it's all.
Bollocks!
That's right, it's all mind dope soap, it's all game show shite, it's all. That's right, it's all soundbites, jingles, chatter and rap for a scream without an arse. It don't have to make a lot of crap, so you go down the pub to escape the stream of relentless, repetitive.
Bollocks!
But Trev the Lager Nazi comes waddling to the bar, and from the way he's walking, you know he'll start talking.
Bollocks!
That's right, he's got a stone-clad life, he's got a tattooed wife, he's got a skill for making barmaids blush. He's got a place where he keeps his brains, guess where in his.
Bollocks!
That's right. He leers that look that seems to say, I'm proud to be a lump of primeval slime, and gives you what he thinks is an original line on blackies and packies and mix and spicks and fags and slags and nagging old bags. But you stop him midstream at the top of your voice. Scream!
Bollocks!
Scream!
Bollocks!
And then man like, fuck. But when you wake up in the hospital, you feel pathetic and reeling from the anaesthetic. You examine the extent of your painful injury. Your head's okay and your knees and your behind, but on closer inspection, you appear to find a pureed mess where you're.
Bollocks!
Where you're.
Bollocks!
Used to be. Thank you. I'm Vic Lambruska. That's enough bollocks for me for the moment.
Hi, I'm Agent Sparrow. I came to Urban. I don't know, I reckon about July time in 2004. The reason I joined Urban was an urbanite happened to move in with me around about January time. Sometimes you go on and just want to be fluffy with people. Other times, I will admit, I get in a slightly bad mood and I go on there hoping that someone's dissing women so I can actually steam in and have a big fight about it.
So, what is it that Urban gives you?
It gives me a sense that my opinions are completely right compared to everyone else's.
Okay, kittens, puppies, other mammals or lizards?
Completely kittens. Is everyone mad? Of course it's kittens.
Hi, I'm Laptop. I first came to Urban because I wanted to publicise the Reclaimed Streets parties in, I forget which year, I think 99, in Brixton and Tottenham. So I did the classic bored faux pas of signing up and posting an advert for an event. And then I did very little for a year or so. Why on earth did I come back? Just out of curiosity, I think. And I hang around because it's possibly one of the most interesting places to have an argument. I have access to fora where I can have arguments with professors of philosophy, and I obviously out there there are loads of fora where I have access to arguments with people who are not professors of philosophy, but it's the only place where I can find both, where I can find a wide mix. That's what I thought this afternoon, anyway, when I was surfing the boards at work. That's another reason, actually, because it's extremely useful. Standing next to me is somebody I should be interviewing tomorrow for my job. I'm one of the few people who's actually encouraged to surf at work.
As a reputable journalist...
Fairly reputable, yes.
One very important question.
Yes?
Mammals, reptiles, or other animals?
One of my many bylines is laptop is a mammal. This is an important fact about all of us, I think.
1981. Je souviens de 1982. So we move on swiftly. 1983, 1983, we find the snare.
The snare was always on the machine. And with the right voice, you can activate like this. And anyone can do this without using a snare.
When the BBC fuck up, they send for me. Doctor Who, Doctor Schmoo. That's a party political broadcast on behalf of the Conservative Party. Saigon. Shit. 1983. Moving swiftly on, chased by the police. 1987, La Grande Catastrophe. The music stuck, the record stuck, before CD. CD stuck. The fuckers don't scratch my ass. So, straight to the point. Vinyl, the record stuck for 4 years. Remix. Rip. Monkey man, come out on the mic. Monkey man, do it what you like. Here we go with the bad boy flow, with the rave man. Rave man. Pourquoi? So, moving, carrying on. 1988. Belgian ambient house music.
Attends. As we say in Belgium. Good, isn't it?
We go to the birth of jungle.
Double all one, come. Record stop.
Yeah. So, before the poetry, last but not least,
drum and bass.
That's the name of the song. Is the record label.
Well, we're here at Offline with JC001, who's just done a fantastic set in front of the crowd here at Offline, and we'd just like to ask him a couple of questions.
Okay, what got you started in the rap and beatbox style that you do?
Basically, I grew up in Notting Hill, Labrador. I'm older than I look, so I'm talking 70s, early 80s. So I grew up with the soul, early soul, R&B, electro, early ragga, dub, all that kind of stuff. Well, Notting Hill sound, old Labrador days. Grew up with rapping when it came in early 80s. And eventually ended up getting more absorbed into it in performance clubs around the West End, mid 80s. Started making albums in the late 80s, and then from the 90s just went off around the world rapping and doing poetry in various organisations.
So when did you find out you were the fastest rapper in the world?
Technically, it was in 1991 when Norris McWhirter told me. After many years of trying, I had to beat Daddy Freddy, so I did that, but it's all done in proper way. And the new guy that's in there now, obviously we're talking 10 years later, is I think it's Tongue Twister. You know, God bless all the soul in him. It's in my past, but I did it, done it. Not many people can say they're the fastest rapper in the world in the pub.
Okay, and who would you say are your rap and hip hop influences? What got you into it?
Well, some of the social movement issues coming from Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, the fluidity, the water-like lyrics of Eric B. and Rakim, those kind of things where you've got metaphor, analogy, all being used together, sometimes positive messages, sometimes slightly abstract ones, but to play with voice and poetry, to use your voice as a tool, not just a monotonous tool. And I'm afraid some of the young guys spitting now, it's like they've got one setting, and I try and explain, I do a lot of work in schools as well, but I try and explain there's other things to rap about and other ways of rapping, and it's not about a gun, your mum, and this and that sort of thing. I've been there, I've been to schools, so I know.
So is that the, what would you change about, say, rap and hip hop
if you could change anything?
Well,
the music I wouldn't change, I'd change the attitudes of the commercial mainstream. Stop focusing on the negative aspects for commercial gain. There's so many other types of rapping that are actually quite positive.
And have you been able to draw on your cultural and your background and everything and all the different mixed origins you have?
Actually, I'll be honest with you, I was raised pretty much as a straight Labrador, white, slightly Asian, with black influence. Mm. Didn't know my Asian culture, didn't know my Irish culture, i.e. I can't speak Hindi, can't speak Gaelic. However, I was privileged to be able to join Nitin Sawhney, doing Indian music for 7 years. I've also worked with Badmarsh and Shri, Shikhan Sharam, I've worked for Outcast Records, I've worked for Trilok Gattu in Germany, Natasha Atlas, Shishira Raman. So I've actually learned about my culture secondhand because I'm privileged to work with Nusrati Khan's cousins. I've worked with people like Jayant Bose, Chandra Singh, top Diwali singers, tabla players. For 7 years.
You played with everyone.
You learn a little bit. You learn the rude words first. Yeah. So they know you're not talking about me in the Gura.
And what have you got planned next then?
I'm the lead singer now of a French band called Le Peuple du Lab. We've been in at the top 20 French album charts in January, mid-January. Came out slowly, but for an underground band with hardly any commercial coverage, we're doing, pardon my French, very well. So I'm going back next week, Scandinavia, across Scandinavia, then the summer season, then North Africa, then da-da-da-da.
Fantastic.
And then finally, last but not least, I have a contract with the English National Opera and Asian Dove Foundation, where I'm co-writing a new opera about Gaddafi, and I play Gaddafi.
Oh, good stuff.
February 6th next year, at Colosseum in St. Martin's.
Nice. Where can we find you next live?
I'm afraid back to Scandinavia.
Back to Scandinavia.
Europe.
Fair enough.
Any English dates?
I really don't work that much in England. That's what I did tonight, just for the fun of playing as a poet. I've no money in this. I've just come back from Ireland, doing several days in Galway at the International Art Literature Festival. So when I do things like this in a pub gig in Brixton, this ain't work. This is fine.
And have you enjoyed tonight?
Yes.
Like I said, they call me JC001.com. And for those who don't know, Irish, Indian, Asian, Welsh, Pakistani, Hindu, mixed race, Catholic. And that's just my left leg. So it's a bit like left leg Delhi, right leg Dublin, bit in the middle's mine. My mum's white, brown dad, in fact my girl's black. Any complaints, Jack? Suck that. Sick of the tone, the tummy stick to my own, cause I'm already your genetical mixture and tone. Like a cultural collage, a mixed race in charge. Guess anything when you call a melantage, I'm built to barge. Against a petty mentality to protect my family. When will it fear disappear? Never again! Have you seen this? The filthy little scheme is nothing obscener than the right-wing extremists attack the dream of the brand. We better defend the right one attacking the back. Never again! So, some have stated, I'm contaminated. Tainted by the tar brush, mother the must have hated. The way that I assimilated, family done created. Like a fusion picnic power thing, but boy they must have fainted. It's a mixed race thing. Hope you understand. Anyone is able if they really give a damn. Let's talk true. Me and all of you amount to much more than any one race crew. Mixed gene majority. Every mixture that possibly could be in unity to come to rank. And I'm gonna topple the social apartheid. And then, no more, no more, but not now, not never again. Hey, 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 hey. 1, 2, 3. Never again! C'est bon, la deuxième leçon. Now we carry on. Some have stated, I'm contaminated. Tainted by the tar brush, fuckers, they must have hated. The way that I assimilated, family done created like a fusion picnic power thing, but boy, they must have fainted. It's a mixed race thing, then I'm gonna hope you understand. Anyone is able if they really give a damn. Let's talk true. Me and all of you amount to much more than any one race crew. That's a mixed race majority. Every mixture that possibly could be in unity to come together. Topple of social apartheid, and then you, me, everyone. Happy fuckers never again. Never again!
You've been listening to Offline, recorded live at the Dogstar. I'm Mation, and we'll be back soon to bring you lots more music and comedy from Offline in the future.
Urban 75 Radio.